This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Tom Corliss of WDWNT.com, and here now are the top Disney park stories from around the world for February 16th, 2022. Face masks will be optional for fully vaccinated guests and pretty much everyone at Walt Disney World Resort starting February 17th at both indoor and outdoor locations. All guests will be required to wear masks on Disney transportation, including the monorail, the Skyliner, buses, all of the above. Face masks were briefly optional everywhere except on transportation last summer. Does everyone remember that two-week period? I do. It was magical. They were then required indoors and on attractions again, but have been optional in outdoor areas since last August. That has not changed. But here we are. We're going to try this again, and we're going to hope that the numbers are okay and that we can hold on for more than 2 or 3 weeks this time. We'll see what happens. It is exciting. Obviously, it's something to be excited about, life going back to normal a little bit. We just hope that, again, we don't keep doing this thing. I know we like that on rides, right? We don't want that on COVID numbers. So, yeah, let's hope we get to the unload platform on this whole thing soon. Disney is launching a new series of neighborhoods, and no, these aren't Epcot lands, by the way. They're called Story Living by Disney, with the first Cotino coming soon to Coachella Valley in Rancho Mirage, California. This is near Palm Springs. These real communities designed by Walt Disney Imagineering are intended to, quote, inspire residents to foster new friendships, pursue their interests, and write the next exciting chapter in their lives. Long story short, they're retirement communities, but, you know, they don't want to call them that. There will be a club membership with access to wellness programming, entertainment, philanthropic endeavors, seminars, and more. In some neighborhoods will be reserved for residents 55 and over. The official word from Disney, quote, for centuries, humanity has been drawn to the sands, mountains, springs, and valleys of the Palm Desert. Its unique climate, diverse flora and fauna, and boundless beauty have inspired generations of makers, from original inhabitant Kahia, basket weavers and storytellers, to contemporary artists and innovators, all for good reason. The many colors of this natural wonderland surprise first-time visitors with vivid greens, liquid blues, and dynamic reds and yellows, bringing unexpected life to the ruddy cocoa tones that frame the landscape in grandeur. Now, inspired by both the landscape and its history, the unique magic of the region has been combined with the imagination of Disney to make something new. Cotino, a Story Living by Disney trademark community. That's the name of the brand, by the way. This brilliant living painting is not only fueled by its own dynamic energy, but empowers all who live here, creating a vibrant atmosphere that encourages residents to keep dreaming and keep doing. Offering a range of home types to choose from, including condominiums and single-family homes. In addition to the residential component, the Cotino community has zoning approvals for the development of a hotel and a range of shopping, dining, and entertainment offerings, anchored by an approximate 24-acre grand oasis featuring the clearest turquoise waters with crystal lagoon technology, and a promenade area offering vistas of the oasis and the Santa Ana mountain range in the distance. A portion of the oasis will include a professionally managed beach park with recreational water activities that can be accessed by the public through the purchase of a day pass. The result, a place to discover new passions and new beginnings, a place where charming gathering spots foster new friendship, where nature intersects with human curiosity, and where each day is a new chapter in the most exciting story to be written, yours. The greater Palm Springs area has helped the famous unplug for decades, from U.S. presidents to the most glamorous of Hollywood stars. But the key to our story of inspiration is the man himself, Walt Disney. Of all the destinations in the world, Walt chose Palm Springs as his favorite special retreat, as he referred to it, quote, his laughing place. I'm surprised they're still allowed to say that. Though not many are aware of this source of his inspiration, those among us who fondly remember gathering by the TV to watch Walt conjure colorful dreams on Sunday night certainly know the result. Thanks to a new generation of dreamers, this same land of inspiration can be yours. Inspired by the legacy are some of the latest visitors to this wellspring, the Walt Disney Imagineers, whose magic infuses this one-of-a-kind place, as well as the expert staff of DMB Development, a Scottsdale-based developer specializing in unique communities in the western U.S. The very heart of any Story Living by Disney community will rest in Disney's vision of vibrant settings and magical possibilities. Imagination and inspiration have been carefully infused into every detail to provide invigorating and rejuvenating environments and activities. In Cotino, a Story Living by Disney community, I don't know how many more times we're going to say that in this press release, a voluntary club membership offers access to that waterfront clubhouse, a club-only beach area, recreational water activities, as well as Disney entertainment and activities throughout the year at an additional fee. This is kind of interesting. This is a really big change in the Disney. We're seeing a lot of changes in the Disney company, right? I think Bob Chapek has been publicly beaten enough to the point where I think he realizes there has to be a different legacy for the Walt Disney Company under his tutelage. And so this week we saw them announce someone who will be in charge of their presence within the metaverse. And now we see them going into a new line of business for them, which is developing these retirement, or in some cases they say there will be other types of communities. We're not seeing that yet, but Disney getting into residential, which of course they dipped their toes in with Celebration to mixed results, but there were not mixed results with Golden Oak, right? Golden Oak was a wild success. It continues to be a success. So this is them continuing that line of businesses. Again, things change. Like Imagineering is going to be a very different place. As you may recall, there is a new president at WDI, and the new president of WDI has a history. She is an architect. She came from Gensler. This is more up her alley, and it's probably a big part of why she got the job. Of course, there's other reasons, but this is a big shift in the company. I know for those of us who are park fans, this is an uncomfortable moment because the company is shifting in directions that really get away from what was the core business of parks, experiences, and products. Of course, products began that slide, right, as they shot off into that side as it became part of that division. But now we're seeing residential in there too. So this is, I think the impact of this is going to be for the next several years, the next several decades, as long as this project does come into being, which it probably will. I think it's an interesting shift. Like maybe it's even a shift away from the timeshare business, which has been a Disney Vacation, you know, Disney Vacation Club has made tons of money, but maybe, you know, the one thing they saw through the pandemic was there was one thing that didn't change. The housing market instead strengthened through the pandemic instead of faltered, right? And so maybe getting into that's a pretty good idea. So obviously we will cover this as more develops, as they do more of these and see where this all goes. But it is an interesting moment, I think, in the history of the Parks and Resorts division, which it specifically is. If you watch the video on our site, Josh D'Amaro is the one introducing all of this and standing in the middle of an abandoned desert field to show you where it's going to be. It's intriguing. It's interesting what's changing. Disney launched a new mobile cast complement feature in the My Disney Experience app last year for the world's most magical celebration. Through this feature, guests can recognize cast members in certain areas of Walt Disney World. However, they could not input specific cast member names or details. But now the feature has been updated to allow for this. It's about time. Guests can find the feature by searching cast complement in the My Disney Experience app. There are drop-down menus for what a cast member did and where they were located at Walt Disney World. And scrolling down, there are now options to input the cast member's first name, their hometown, and the date of the interaction. Now you're looking at an example of how the recognition cast member, of what the recognition will look like that cast members will receive, based on original artwork created to support Disney's global commitment to reimagining the patient experience in the children's hospitals. According to Disney, the mobile cast compliment feature has generated more than 25,000 compliments since launching in October. Could you imagine if they had launched it with actually all the features you wanted, how many more they would have gotten? But this is great. This is a wonderful thing. I think it makes it easier than ever for people to compliment cast members. Before, you had to wait in line at guest relations, which sometimes you'd see a long line, you'd be like, I guess, you know, we gotta get going. So this is a nice thing. After 2 years, Disney Vacation Club Moonlight Magic events are returning to Walt Disney World. Disney Vacation Club members can stay late at select parks on select dates for shorter wait times, character sightings, reimagined entertainment, and complimentary treats. Events have been announced for the following parks and dates. We have Epcot on March 17th and March 31st, Disney's Hollywood Studios on May 24th, June 16th, and July 14th, and Disney's Animal Kingdom on July 26th and August 31st. Event registration is required, and registration is open to eligible members with a Disney Resort Hotel reservation on the event date, and then later to all eligible members. Eligible members with a Disney Resort Hotel reservation on the event date should be on the lookout for an email arriving on February 22nd. The email will contain that link where you can register for the Epcot events. The windows on Disney's Main Street USA coffee table book by Chuck Snyder has been delayed multiple times in the past few years, but Disney has announced a new release date of October 25th, 2022. The book also has a new title, according to its Amazon listing, quote, "Behind People Behind the Disney Parks, Stories of Those Honored with a Window on Main Street USA." The cover still calls it Windows on Disney's Main Street USA, but a new cover may be updated later. It is available for pre-order now. I'll be grabbing one of these myself. Funko Games has announced two new Walt Disney World 50th Anniversary board games coming this spring. One is inspired by the Magic Kingdom. The other is inspired by the wildest ride in the wilderness, Big Thunder Mountain Railroad. That game is, quote, the wildest game in the wilderness. Wow, really creative. Step off the stagecoach and into the cursed mining town of Tumbleweed. Will you find fortune mining the mysterious mountain or awaken its many dangers? Discover gold-filled veins, grow your mining operations with new equipment, and invest in the town's businesses. With the right strategy and a dash of good old-fashioned luck, you may strike it rich. It'll be $29.99, ages 9 and up, 2 to 4 players available in the spring. There's then Disney Happiest Day is a delightful game of sharing and discovery. Visit attractions, meet characters, and experience magical moments throughout the Magic Kingdom Park. Along the way, you'll share your favorite ways to spend the day, and when Tinkerbell reaches the top of the castle, the game board magically transforms from day to night. It's an enchanting adventure every time you play. This will be $24.99, ages 5 and up, and 2 to 6 players also available in the spring. From aboard the monorail this week, we saw the ride vehicles or roller coaster trains for Tron Light Cycle Run being delivered at the Magic Kingdom. The vehicles were covered in tarps on a truck bed. This is the second time we've spotted roller coaster trains arriving at the park. The first group of vehicles arrived in October. Big Thunder Mountain Railroad at the Magic Kingdom is now closed for scheduled routine maintenance. It'll reopen on February 19, 2022. There's some construction walls up at the entrance blocking guest access, and a themed sign says, notice mine closed, and my personal favorite, mountain goat infestation. It's a good infestation to have if you're going to have one. Following the complete installation, theming for the Xandarian Star Blaster Starship support stand has begun outside of Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind in Epcot. Extra details have been added to the ship structure, and now the steel stand is beginning to blend in. This is a much welcome piece of theming. We were hoping we weren't going to have to stare at this support beam. A solid black and silver gray piece has been installed on the front of the stand, and it wraps around the corner to the side of the base. Concept art for the Nova Corps ship showed it floating originally, balancing on one wing, but it seems Imagineers couldn't actually make that happen, so instead this support stand is going to be there. Three merchandise items for Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind have already arrived on Shop Disney: a Star Blaster diecast vehicle, a Guardians ship diecast vehicle, I guess they can't call it by the actual name, and a Groot bendable figure set. They're labeled with the Wonders of Xandar, the new name for the Universe of Energy Pavilion. Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind, of course, will open this summer at Epcot. I'm sure you'll find these products there. The exterior of Connections Cafe and Eatery in Epcot remains under construction, but we've seen some major progress as of late, as the archway is now installed at the entrance of the building since our last visit. Connections Cafe and Eatery is located just steps away from Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind at the former site of Interventions East. It's not unreasonable to think that this is going to open alongside the Guardians attraction. There will be a lot of guests flowing into this corner of the park, which maybe they really haven't since, you know, the 80s, honestly. So it would make sense. You need a big place to feed all these people. And so my money is on it's going to open the same day as Guardians, but we'll see what happens. Crews have completed the construction of the rounded corner. Though they have yet to paint, they have removed the scrim and scaffolding. An entrance archway has also been installed below. We've been seeing colorful lighting tested inside the building. Today it was green lights that were on, but this has been changing colors all the time. So it's getting pretty close. After returning via mobile order Monday, the Figment popcorn bucket is once again sold out. When guests attempt to order the bucket, My Disney Experience will now send them a push notification that says, quote, we are sold out of the Figment premium popcorn bucket. Please visit the Epcot International Festival of the Arts for other sips and treats. Yeah, I'm sure if you were in the market for this bucket, that's what you need. You need the frangipane cake. That'll make it up. Although I do like the frangipane cake, but anyway. The Figment popcorn bucket was first released at Pop Eats for the 2022 festival, where guests waited in line up to 7 or 8 hours to buy it on the first day. The lines were slightly shorter after that, but were still long throughout the weekend. It sold out. And then again on Monday, it was on mobile order. It was stocked in World Showplace, and it was a scene, man. It looked like they still had some left at the end of the day, but nonetheless, they've not put them back out again since. We don't know what's happening. But if you stay tuned till the end of the show today, we'll tell you how you can win one. We are going to give one away, so stay tuned till the end. A new merchandise collection was spotted at Epcot, and it's themed to none other than the animated classic 101 Dalmatians and the United Kingdom. Get it? Spotted? You get it? If you head to WDWNT.com, you can check it all out. I will say this is, they've done tons of Winnie the Pooh lines for United Kingdom. They've never done Dalmatians, and I think this is pretty adorable. Again, check it all out on the website. While shopping at Disney's Hollywood Studios, we spotted the new Disney Parks exclusive Fig Pins, plus a few other designs. We found them all in the dark room. Pins from Fig Pins include Mike Wazowski, Boba Fett, R2-D2, and Grogu. And then there's Chip, Dale, Mickey, and Minnie in their 50th anniversary outfits, Maleficent, Belle, Tinkerbell, and even Steamboat Willie Mickey. There's even Disney Parks characters such as Figment and the Orange Bird. They retail for $24.99 each. Star Wars, The Princess and the Scoundrel, a new novel by Beth Revis, will be hitting shelves on August 16th. The new Star Wars novel covers the wedding and honeymoon of Princess Leia and Han Solo. As revealed in the announcement by StarWars.com, it turns out the couple honeymooned on the Halcyon Star Cruiser. I mean, she was a princess. She's got coin, right? AKA the Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser. And it sounds like their trip was interrupted by Imperials. Oh no. Here's the official description. Quote, set just after the events of Return of the Jedi, the story begins on the forest moon of Endor, where Han proposes in the elation of the rebel victory against the Empire. After a ceremony at the site of the victory celebration at the end of the film, the newlyweds depart for a honeymoon aboard the Halcyon Star Cruiser, the luxury vessel again at the heart of the new Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser experience at Walt Disney World. I love how Walt Disney World has made it into official book descriptions now in an effort to promote a hotel. In their most desperate hour, with the war still raging, but the Empire nearing its last gasp, the couple must outwit the Imperial remnants clinging to power. That's wild. Disney has announced that the construction of the Villas at Disney's Grand Floridian Resort and Spa will begin on March 1st, the new Villas, that is. This is part of the planned expansion of the resort. Quote, as we previously shared, we are working on our grand plans to expand and enhance the Villas at the Grand Floridian Resort and Spa. Beginning March 1st, guests will notice construction and refurbishment work at the Grand Floridian during daytime hours. Most resort amenities will remain available to guests throughout this work. The expansion is part of an effort to add 200 more DVC suites to the property. The Big Pine Key building will become host to the DVC wing, turning its rooms into resort studios that sleep up to five guests. Big Pine Key is on the east side of the main building at the resort and faces Seven Seas Lagoon. Though Cape May Cafe at Disney's Beach Club Resort reopened last year with an excellent and cheap breakfast, the breakfast buffet was unavailable due to health and safety restrictions. However, the buffet has returned as of February 15, 2022. Guests must keep their masks on at the buffet at least until February 17th and sanitize their hands between each visit. They're not allowed to bring the same plate back up to the buffet either. We have a full review on our site, and don't forget, we're going to have a dinner review probably by the time you're watching this show. The dinner review with Buffet Back will be out as well. On our latest visit to Disney's Caribbean Beach Resort, we discovered some nautical new resort-themed merchandise that has landed at Calypso Trading Post. There's all sorts of new stuff. You can check it all out at WDWNT.com. Casey's Corner at Disneyland Paris has debuted a new menu. The menu still includes the classic hot dog with ketchup and American mustard for 10 euro. The hot dog with cheese sauce and crispy onion will now include bacon, and there will be a hot dog with nachos, caramelized onions, and barbecue sauce. There's also a new plant-based hot dog that'll have veggie, chili, and sausage. The three special hot dogs are 11 euros each. Also, what I'm most excited about, the new, this is the translation on the menu, not our translation, the baseball ball dessert will be available for 4 euro. The baseball-shaped dessert is vanilla and salted caramel cream inside. This menu update comes as Disneyland Paris is preparing for its 30th anniversary celebration beginning in early March. Baseball ball. If you're ever at Disneyland Paris and you look at those translated menus, there's a bunch of little things like that, and I love it. There's so many bad translations. It's amazing. For the absolute latest Disney Parks news, head on over to WDWNT.com and follow us on your favorite social media platforms or even on TikTok. Couple of quick things we got to do. Talk about these shirts at carouselofproducts.com. We still have these while supplies last. They're limited. Performing daily at Cosmic Rays, Starlight Cafe, Sunny Eclipse, and also his backup singers, the Space Angels. I prefer this one. I like the purple. I think it's pretty. But they're both available while supplies last. Our last several shirts sold out, so you probably want to hurry on these. Let's talk about some giveaways, though. I have these Figment note cards. I asked you guys to comment with a love, what was it, love note to Figment? I forget what it was. But then we had to pick a winner. Do we have that winner? I don't have it open. I'm going to open it now. The winner of the note card is, give me a drum roll. So, David, edit in a drum roll here. David, see, David's a great editor. There's that drum roll right now. The winner is Matthew, I'm going to butcher your last name, Matthew Elfenbean. I hope that's right, Matthew. I'll be writing a love note for Figment this Valentine's Day. Glorious imagination. Well, thank you for watching, Matthew. Please shoot us an email at Eric. Do I send it to you? Eric at WDW. Eric's off screen. You can't see him.
Eric M.
at WDWNT.com. Sorry, I didn't know there was another Eric. I was unaware. But anyway, be sure to get that. And if you want to win the Figment popcorn bucket, what I need you to do is you have to like today's video. You have to subscribe to the channel. And you have to comment with... oh, I don't know. Useless popcorn container. Useless popcorn container. Three words. Useless popcorn container will enter you to win a useless popcorn container. I think it's wonderful, even if it is useless. But again, yeah. Like, comment, subscribe, all those things, and you'll be entered to win. And we'll announce it on the next show. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next trip. The best part, their services are free. Visit WDWNT.travel for details. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to like this video. Subscribe to WDW News Today on YouTube for more great content. Click the bell for notifications and hit select all notifications. You never miss an episode. You also want to make sure you never miss Timekeeping, our year-by-year journey through the history of Walt Disney World. You can also support the entire team behind this show by joining the WDWNT Inner Globe Society at patreon.com/WDWNT. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Tom Corliss saying, enjoy the rest of your today. Have a great big beautiful tomorrow, and I hope you win a useless popcorn container.
WDWNT presents Timekeeping, a year-by-year journey through the history of the vacation kingdom of the world. Join us for the premiere Tuesdays at 10 p.m. Eastern or watch on demand anytime on the WDW News Today YouTube channel.